We have a privilege this morning. Brother Saul wanted me to explain a few things to him to you this morning. He can't speak English. No, he can't. And he's doing very well in speaking English. But he wanted me to explain to you maybe his pronunciation is not the best. Well, he can speak Hebrew a lot better than I can tell you that for sure. And he can speak Korean better than I can. But I get English out just a little bit better than he does. Brother Saul is very dear to me. He is a man that has given his life to the Lord. He was in the Presbyterian Church for many, many years. Brother Conrad Glover, when he went to Korea, met Brother Saul. Brother Saul was not even a missionary Baptist yet, but he said the work in Korea, he says, I believe, will rest upon Brother Saul, the future of Korean work. He said, that man is a man of conviction. He's a real man of conviction. And he loves the Lord. And you know, you can see that in a person. As Brother Johnson, oh, he's a good example of Australian brethren and the love for the Lord there. And we thank him this morning for coming and being with us also and teaching the lesson. I enjoyed it very much. Brother Saul is a wonderful example of what the people in Korea are. Those that love the Lord. I've known him. He's been away from his family for... How long have you been going to CMDI, Brother Saul? 3.5 years. How would you like to be away from your family that long? See, they're over on the other side of the world. Children and wife, and that's not so good. Being separated from your family, and sometimes we gripe and grumble because we don't see ours for a day or two. Oh, that's ungodly, isn't it? Amen. That's where it comes from, right? From the old flesh. Well, sometimes we have to give a little few things to the Lord, but you know what? It may cost us something now, but the interest is beautiful later on. We can have a good retirement plan, don't we? Brother Saul, like I said, is very dear to me from Korea. I know that you'll enjoy the word this morning. You may have to listen very closely. Because he is a hellfire and brimstone preacher. And he may get excited and talk a little Korean, I don't know. But if he does, we'll say amen anyway, because we know it's the truth, because he's a missionary Baptist. And a while back, he became a landmark missionary Baptist. Amen, Brother Saul? Amen. He asked me what a landmark Baptist was, so I proceeded to tell him, and I told him to read a book. And he read it. He didn't know what he was a landmarker before, but he knows he is now. He didn't know what he was, but he does now. Amen. Brother Saul, you come and preach to us, and let the Lord speak through you this morning.
Thank you, Brother Phillips. Dear brethren, I am thankful for the opportunity that God has given me of visiting this New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of Bakersfield this morning. I have always seen Bakersfield grow mass, but now I have seen Bakersfield with my own eyes. Everything that I see in the United States of America is the first time. I have been in the United States for 3.5 years. I have been studying at CMDI, and this February I will be going back to Korea to do missionary work for the Lord. May the Lord bless you all in New Hope This is very part of truth of Baker's plea. Please pray for me as I plead, because my English is not very good. I would like to read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and He crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, loving Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank Thee for our salvation, found only in Thy Son, Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, for Thy only begotten Son, who died on Calvary, shedding His blood at the cross, so that we may gain life eternal and blessing never-ending. Also we pray, Lord, that You will forgive us for our sins. Lord, strengthen us and prepare our hearts for the message which is prepared for us. Fill this service with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The title of my message is Paul's determination was to plead Jesus Christ. Paul's preaching was always centered around Jesus Christ. The lesson I'm trying to put forth this morning is Paul's faithful determination. Paul was always ready and willing to preach Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 16, verses 30 through 32. Acts chapter 16, verses 30 through 32. And brought them up, and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they speak unto him the word This is the message of Paul at Philippi. The center of Paul's preaching was only Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. Acts chapter 17, verses 2 through 4. And Paul, and his men of war, went in unto them, and 3 separate days reasoned with them out of the scripture, offering and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered, and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consulted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greek, of great multitude, and of the few women, not of you. This is more Paul's preaching at Thessalonica. Again, we can see the center of Paul's preaching was Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 17, verse 18. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "How will this devil stay?" Others from, "He seems to be a set of force of strange God, because he preaches unto them Jesus and the resurrection." This is the preaching of Paul at Athens. Still, the center of Paul's preaching was Jesus Christ. Thus, Paul was brought before them regarding his doctrine or teaching of Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 18, verse 5. Acts chapter 18, verse 5. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was preached in the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. This was the preaching of Paul at Corinth. Paul preached at Corinth against Jesus Christ. Paul was always ready to preach Jesus Christ. No matter where Paul was at, Philippi, Thessalonica, Athens, or Corinth, he preached Jesus Christ. Paul's message was Jesus Christ as the only way, Jesus Christ as the only truth, and Jesus Christ as life. The churches today of today should use Paul and the church of he did as he just. We must determine to please Jesus Christ. Born of a virgin, Jesus Christ the reason, Jesus Christ the Savior, save us. Today, the message of Vinny Church is more and more on matters and ethics. The message should not be centered on our ethics and matters, but centered on our Jesus Christ. Even the churches in Korea are changing. Many have gone to the dark. Many churches are preaching on the doctrine of ethics. Many churches are preaching on the doctrine of marriage. The doctrine of Jesus Christ, which is the power of salvation, is being watered down. When a church lets this kind of preaching go forth from her pulpit, she will lose her effectiveness for Jesus Christ. When I was in Korea, to my surprise, most messages were 20 to 30 minutes long, and most of the message was either ethical and moral preaching. A low percentage of the message had to do with Jesus Christ. The message had to do very little with the redemption, which is in Jesus Christ. Salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Nor the message had to do with the kingdom of God or hell. The world Presbyterian churches, Methodist churches, and other churches are diminishing because the gospel of Jesus Christ is no more preaching. The doctrines which Jesus Christ taught are being neglected, pushed aside. In a lot of cases, completely done away. A book, Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. In the few missionary Baptist churches that I have been in, I have heard preaching like that of Paul. I have been to usually dedication, ordination, fellowship banquet, chapel service, and to my own church of Bayflower, California. What do I hear from missionary Baptist preaching? Preaching on the second coming of Jesus Christ, the redemption, that we have in Jesus Christ salvation. Jesus Christ, Jesus crucified. Jesus Christ risen. Jesus Christ saved. And the many other wonderful doctrine of Jesus Christ. About 55 years ago, my mother received Christ as her Savior by the preaching of the Presbyterian Church. Then my mother raised me in the Presbyterian Church. I was saved in a Presbyterian church at the age of 10 years old. I had pastored for 26 years from 1947 to 1972 before I converted to Missionary Baptist. My education was from the Japanese until my high school age. In 1946, I became a student of a Presbyterian theological seminary. I have taken many different theological courses and also learned about many different theologians in the Presbyterian seminary, such as Origen, Clement, Ignatius, Marcion, Justin Martyr, Irenaeus, Tertullian, Jerome, Augustine, Melanchthon, Martin Luther, John Calvin, John Knox, Schleiermacher, Wycliffe, and Hus, and so on. As I studied Christianity in Korea, I noticed a going away from the basic doctrine, truth, such as the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, salvation by grace, eternal security of the believer, infallible verbal inspiration of the whole Bible. At one time, Catholicism was hated very much by Protestants. They are now being accepted. At one time, only Presbyterian preachers could preach in a Presbyterian pulpit. Now they have pulpit affiliation. I believe this all started in 1950 when the World Christian Council of Churches and their ecumenical movement came to Korea. That is deterioration of basic biblical doctrine in the Presbyterian Church was brought about by the ecumenical movement. More and more liberalism crept into the Presbyterian Church and Presbyterian seminaries. In the Presbyterian seminaries, liberal theologians such as Karl Barth, Emil Brunner, Rudolf Bultmann, Moltmann, Paul Tillich, Bonhoeffer, Niebuhr, and others. These theologians did not believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Here, infallible verbal inspiration of the whole whole Bible and the minimum of the basic doctrines, they also do not believe Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, written by Moses. So they teach with T, D, and E material instead of E. Also, there was a liberal Presbyterian missionary named Clark, who taught at Presbyterian Seminary. He did not believe the Old Testament was inspired by God, but only the historical record of Israel. Also, he did not believe the book of Jonah and the scripture, but only a novel, and only believed the Sermon on the Mount was inspired in New Testament. In 1968, many Christian denominations started worshiping together. One day at the Catholic Church, the next day at the Presbyterian Church, the third day at the Episcopal Church, or Methodist Church also. I saw this with all my own eyes, having attended these services myself. Yes, biblical deterioration has entered Korea, and we must watch out in our missionary Baptist lives. Today, there are many different Christian denominations in Korea. They remind me of the scripture found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 22. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I, devil, you, depart from me, you evil thoughts. When I first came in contact with the missionary Baptist doctrine was in 1971, I had met Brother Reed in Korea and had invited him over to my home for dinner. Several days later, I flew to Tokyo, Japan for 1 year to attend the Tokyo Presbyterian Theological University. In Tokyo, Japan, there are not many Christian churches. Let me give you an example. On a certain Sunday morning in Tokyo, I got on a taxi and asked the driver to take me to any church so I can worship God. We drove around for 30 minutes and could not find even one. So we drove to the police station and asked the police officer if he knew of any church nearby where I could go worship. And his answer was, no, I don't know where there is a Christian church. This is a very sad situation in Tokyo, Japan. While I was in Tokyo, Brother Reed wrote me, but I did not answer any of his letters. But when I went back to Korea, I again met Brother Lee. Then, 2 years later, I did convert to missionary Baptist. I found that missionary Baptist is very scriptural. On their teaching, ascension of Jesus and the bodily resurrection of his saints, his personal return to establish his kingdom upon this earth and to rule upon the earth 1,000 years. That hell is a place of eternal hellish punishment of all who do not believe in Christ as a Savior. Baptism to be a scriptural ordinance requiring the immersion of believers only, then administered by the authority of a New Testament church. The Lord's Supper to be a scriptural ordinance of local New Testament church, of which only the membership is to partake. That baptism and the Lord's Supper are the only two ordinances of the New Testament church, and the pastors and deacons are the only two ordained offices of such a church. A final heaven for the saved, and a final hell for the unsaved. Eternal security. A scriptural church is a visible assembly of baptized believers, covenanted together under New Testament law for the purpose of carrying out the Great Commission with an unbroken history from the personal ministry of Jesus on earth to this present day. That salvation is wholly by grace, through faith in Christ, and that all believers are preserved eternally. Church independence, church proper teaching, the Genesis account of creation, the vicarious sacrifice of Jesus Christ. These wonderful biblical and scriptural doctrines are not only taught in Missionary Baptist churches, but also they are also taught in their schools, such as CNBI. I like these wonderful doctrines very much. In 1973, I was baptized and ordained by the First Missionary Baptist Church of of this law carefully. Then in 1974, I came to California to study at CNDI. I have enjoyed my stay here in California, also my study at CNDI. My course has been more than seen as I learned truth concerning the local visible New Testament church, scriptural body, closed communion, Bible mission, church communion, mission work, the scriptural way, scriptural way churches, they foresee. Missionary Baptist doctrine is strictly for the Methodist, condemning so-called modern science. Every church is equal with every other like church. Missionary Baptists are called church equality Baptists. Absolute separation of church and state. Absolute religious freedom for all. Also, Baptist history concerning Montanists, Donatists, Novitians, Polycians, Albigensians, Petrobrusians, Henricians, Arnoldists, Bobovists, Odenses, Anabaptists, and Baptists. I like these wonderful teachings very, very much. Yet, to me, Israeli Baptist preaching is very scriptural. Israeli Baptists do not preach a social gospel, a moral gospel, and the easy gospel, but the pure gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God always keep us in line with His word. When I was in Korea last summer for summer vacation, I was asked many questions by the members of the mission, but all questions meant on one thing. Do missionary Baptists have the truth completely and entirely? My answer to them was amen. 100%. To you that are here this morning, I ask you, do you realize how much you have? Do you deeply appreciate being in the Lord's church? Many others are working in other religions, but hopelessly not in the truth. Blood, sweat, and tears going to waste because they do not do the truth. But you, missionary Baptist church members, have a privilege to give your blood, sweat, and tears to bring honor to God and the fullest glory. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 19. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9. Ye shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not sow thy seed with the being of the seed, seed or shadow of garments, being with the own living, and wooling come upon thee. We must let the modern gospel mingle with the true preaching of Jesus Christ. We must keep death from mingling in missionary Baptist pulpit. We as missionary Baptist must preach as Paul did. We must have the same determination, not only to preach Jesus Christ, but as Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul also says in Romans chapter 14, verses 6 and 8, he that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he shall not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and gives God thanks. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. Brethren, again, I say, let us not only preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as Paul did, but be determined to live the gospel of Jesus Christ, to make Jesus Christ the very center of our everyday life, just like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, I shall finish my message with this voice, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and He who died. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please use this message to convict us more faithful sons to you and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to tell others about Jesus on our job, in our schools, and in our homes. Thanks, O Lord, for this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I enjoy that. You know what? I want to see some first and last.
political implications, but not that probably the kind of what we need to do.
183. You heard the word preach this morning. You heard it clap in your heart. Are you serving God for the presence that God has given you? You know what? Only a fool will not be a member of Missionary Baptist Church if he didn't have the church. Have you heard it? Only a fool will. That's what the Bible calls him. Calls him a fool. I'm going to give you that invitation this morning. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then when he's your Savior, then serve him in the way you can. So the Lord has given it to you, and you don't have it in the scriptures, by the way. They all come right out of hell. That's where they come from. These scriptures came home with usually laziness. That's right. Ungodliness in our lives, we need to throw that out the way too. With that old man that we have. Amen. That's your Savior. Amen. And that's a good fellowship. Don't feel what we're thinking for tonight. This is his last opportunity because he's living longer than 50 to 50. So you said that you wanted to preach, but this is his only opportunity. You want to do it. Okay. So let's take a cure. Now, if you talk to him, he'll speak to him. And if you can't say, let's go on a funeral that's perfect. And I know the Lord will bless you and tell us what the next time you do. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.